You are tuning in the Gordon GG's Audible Channel. Please stand by.
Is virtue its own reward? Reflections on the real price and value of kindness. Part 2.
Now it's time to listen to the second part in this series, which is the last part. And if you haven't heard the first part, please, I suggest that you might find it helpful. You can find it on iTunes or on audible.fm/GordonGT. I hope you enjoy. I admit that this experience affected me in many ways, and I cannot say that one thing started and another followed. It was, sometimes I felt as if I was not the same person I was before. I started feeling that perhaps I really was unfortunate, that my impairment was something that I should be ashamed of, that it automatically gives me an inferior status. And in the past I have struggled with the fact that I had difficulties walking, and unconsciously I felt guilty for having an impairment, because I saw that I could be a problem if I couldn't walk that far or for long, which at the time, to be honest, I did walk a lot. But sometimes I overexerted myself. But all in all, the prize told me, the message that I received when hearing about the prize was that whatever I do in life, I will be of less value, that I am an inferior human being, and that any friend, any non-disabled friend that I have is by default always better than me. I felt betrayed by my friend, although later, a few months later, I realized that as a child, he didn't have any control over his situation. And to be honest, if I was in his same position at the time, I would have probably taken the prize and even brag about it. So, we are human. And I felt also betrayed by my teachers and the school I was attending, because this was their idea really. They nominated my friend, and it was thanks to their nomination that my friend was considered and finally was awarded the prize. So there was a sense of betrayal, but betrayal also of society, because I knew that at that point, from a nobody, I had become somebody else, somebody which I didn't recognize. That wasn't me. I wasn't the poor, dependent, crippled child that they seemed to enjoy describing, to, in a way, exalt the generosity of my friend. We were just friends, like any other friends. There wasn't one in this relationship, in this friendship, that is better than the other. We all contributed to our friendship. We all gave, we all took, we all shared. And if kindness, if friendship is based on expecting to be rewarded, on expectation of being rewarded something, then I'm sorry, that is not what I understand by friendship. That would be nothing more than a power relationship, where there is the master. In my case, it would be my best friend, and the slave, that would be me. And I did feel that suddenly society viewed me as a kind of parasite, if I may use that word, as I was simply sucking and, in a way, taking advantage of my friend, who, in reality, according to society, didn't have to help me. That he didn't have to be my friend, really, because we were helping each other, after all. And I think it's important that I make it clear again that I have nothing against the principle, the value of kindness and of friendship. But I have a problem with what society and what this organization sadly is saying about friendship. Such friendships that are rewarded and praised, in my opinion, are not really friendships if they have to be rewarded. I remember once hearing the saying, virtue is its own reward. And the fact that we have as a society a need to put a price to reward people who are doing the things we ought to be doing ourselves, that we ought to be doing not out of a sense of pity and feeling, in a way, by being showing pity, being feeling that we're better than others. And such action that is intent on claiming that we're doing something good, when in fact what we're doing is feeling good about the results of really saying to the other person, look, I'm helping you because you are less than me. I'm not helping you because I feel you're an equal, that you'd feel, I feel we are in this together. I'm doing this because you are less than me, in other words. In a way, I believe that supporting this prize for kindness, although not a bad idea in itself, is really inconsistent and is diametrically opposed to what I believe is or should be inclusion. Inclusion is actually about valuing people for who they are, in spite of their impairment, in spite of their differences. But the price for kindness as it is actually enforces the idea that some people are more equal than others, that a disabled person, when compared to a non-disabled person, is in a way of no great value, that he or she is of less value, and that being a friend to a disabled person must necessarily mean that you are a very kind and loving person, because you are choosing to be with, quote unquote, inferior people rather than being with other people who might be have more standing in society. And this notion of charity that is actually a misunderstanding of charity proclaims that there are persons who, because they are different, must necessarily be of less value, of less worth. And another thing the prize for kindness does, I think, is as it is saying that this friendship based on care and not on mutual equality and respect, but really it's, as I said before, about relationship. It is saying that there are some people who are in their position because it's their own fault that they have an impairment, so it's bad luck and nothing can be done about it, and that people who help them should be given merit and rewarded. But that's not authentic charity, that's not friendship as I understand it. And in a way, it makes society forget for a minute that many of the problems disabled children face today are not related to impairment, to just impairment, not just the fact that they are different, but because society continues to erect barriers and make it difficult for disabled people to be included. And such initiatives as the Prize for Kindness, while again this prize is based on good intentions, I think that it doesn't promote equality and inclusion, but rather emphasizes inequalities and gives an exclusive status to people who are ready to look beyond a person's physical appearances or beliefs. And that is not something that should be an actual fact rewarded, I think, as such, because it's up to everyone to be able to be there for another person. And as a disabled person myself, and when I was a disabled boy back then, I did feel that I was denied my claim to humanity when I was the person, the stepping stone to this award, this prize. And I may not be that coherent now, and as I come to my conclusion, but it hurts to be always thought of as the second best, of being thought of as less human. So I hope that whoever listens at least becomes aware, and it would be good if this prize, the organizers awarding this prize, would stop and think of the impact it might have on a friendship, which is, remember, between children who do not have control over their world, that they are in many ways exploited by the media, by society, and the relationships between them, their friendships, are sometimes distorted for the sake of, I don't know, popularity, profits, gains. And I can't really stop and let it happen again and again. At least I can say that I recorded this, these thoughts, and I hope that we can move on and think of other ways to express how much we value friendships, how much we value relationships, and the sense of compassion that arises out of a friendship goes beyond who we are in the world, but are about being there for one another, of valuing people as equals. And that is the sense of equanimity that this prize for kindness seems to actively deny the other person, who is actually why the prize is being awarded. If it hadn't been for me, there would be no prize to be awarded to my friend. And while I thank my friend for being there later in life, and eventually we found new friends and things have changed, and I'm sorry that they cannot be the same again, but then again, if this prize hadn't been awarded, things might have been different. But I guess it's pointless to speculate. What's done is done. And while this is a negative experience, it has helped me better understand the world around me and to be more cautious what to believe and to be more suspect in a way, to be more ready to question the world rather than accept whatever is comes my way. And thus I come to an end. Thank you for listening to this point. I know it was long and rather emotional to talk about this experience, but I feel in a way unburdened and relieved that I spoke about it. And thanks for listening then. Hopefully I will return with another episode with a more cheerful tone. Good day. If you are interested to know more about this issue, this experience, and my views on the subject, I encourage you to check out my entries I've submitted on either gdzone.gordongd.com, where you'll find an entry with the same title, Is Virtue Its Own Reward? And also on my other blog at zoomind.com. or you can read more and make your own mind about this topic, and if you agree or not, then I would also like to hear your feedback. So feel free to email me, and details about the email will be spoken to you at the end. I hope you enjoyed listening, and bye for now. If you enjoyed this episode, please visit the Audioboot page at audioboot.fm/GordonGD, and you can find more episodes I recorded, and you can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. I hope you enjoyed, and hope you will join me again in other episodes. Bye for now.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.